With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President-elect Trump's incoming Middle East envoy recently visited the region.
The Trump administration is not officially in office, but Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff was in Israel and Qatar for high-level talks on landing a ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza. He met separately in recent weeks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Qatar's prime minister. A U.S. official said Witkoff has kept in contact with President Biden's foreign policy team as the two administrations have agreed to coordinate efforts to free the hostages who remain in captivity in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House task force investigating the Trump assassination attempts grilled the Secret Service director in its final meeting.
The House task force, assembled to review the assassination attempts of President-elect Trump, held their final meeting Thursday, grilling the acting Secret Service director before voting to soon release their final report. It was a meeting that stressed the bipartisanship push for reform at the Secret Service. The Secret Service has already completed its own internal review of the first attack, one that blamed a culture of complacency in the agency and a failure to account for the real risks to its protectees, as well as lapses in planning and communications. Much of the hearing focused on the agency's tech failures. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
General Motors CFO Paul Jacobson says the automaker is ready to shift its strategy of having an all-electric vehicle lineup in the next decade. Jacobson says that will depend on President-elect Donald Trump easing environmental regulations when he takes office. Honda's recalling over 205,000 SUVs. It's due to a fuel leak concern. The automaker says the fuel filler neck tube and the fuel filler pipe may separate in affected vehicles, allowing fuel to leak and increasing the risk of injury or fire. The recall affects certain 2023-2024 passports and pilot vehicles. This is SRN News. Former president and new president visiting Notre Dame.
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll attend rededication ceremonies at the 861-year-old cathedral in Paris on Saturday. The church was devastated by fire in 2019, and France has spent millions of euros to repair it in a process that required the relearning of certain medieval building techniques. Mr. Trump writes on Truth Social, President Emmanuel Macron has done a wonderful job ensuring that Notre Dame has been restored to its full level of glory. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are moving to repeal a 15-week abortion ban in Arizona that conflicts with an amendment approved by voters last month. The ballot measure amends the Arizona Constitution to allow abortions up to fetal viability about 21 weeks into pregnancy. The ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and Center for Reproductive Rights have filed suit in Maricopa County Superior Court. This is SRN News. Eight members of the OPEC Alliance of Oil Exporting Countries have decided to put off increasing oil production.
The decision was made as the alliance faces weaker than expected demand and competing production from non-allied countries, factors that could keep oil prices stagnant into next year. The OPEC Plus members decided at an online meeting to postpone by 3 months production increases that had been scheduled to take effect January 1st. The plan had been to start gradually restoring 2.2 million barrels per day over the course of 2025.
Jeremy House reporting. The process will now be pushed back to October 2026. OPEC includes Saudi Arabia as the dominant member of the OPEC producers cartel and Russia as the leading non-OPEC member in the 23-country alliance. Federal judge rejects a deal that would have let Boeing plead guilty to a felony conspiracy charge. More at SRNnews.com.